talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we go, a getaway Friday. Friday, September the 11th, 2020. 9/11/20. 16 minutes past the hour, and we've got 45 minutes of live programming left here today on WWGH Radio. And we're going to do the Family Feud. Somebody requested that in hour number one, so we're going to get right to it so we can have about 44 minutes of fun here. All right, we've got one category here. We'll do two if we can get two in. But let's see if we can get through one category in 45 minutes. Now, here is the category. And we have, what do we have here? We have six answers to this category. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set the alarm to wake up. Name something that you would have to do that you would have to set the alarm to wake up. What are those things? We have six answers on the big board. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Does anybody know what these answers could be? 740-383-9944. Something, you know, this question is worded kind of awkwardly. Basically, why would you set an alarm to get up in the morning? What is a reason? Go ahead, caller.
Go to work.
What's that?
Go to work.
I'm not hearing you. What's the answer again?
Go to work. Go to work.
Go to work? Yes, go to work is number one on the list. You have got it. Go to work. Thank you. All right, go to work. Number one on the list. So we've got one down. Maybe we'll do well here today by this. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. We've already got go to work. So there are five answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Take some medicine.
Take some medicine. You know, that's good answer and not on this list. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Holy mackerel. You should. That's one of the things I would do.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
Take medicine is not on the list. All right. Name something that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Five more answers. Name something that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about doctor appointment?
Doctor appointment. Let's see here. Doctor appointment not on the list.
Ah, okay.
I know.
Thank
no
you.
No medicals. Thank you. No doctor's appointments on the list. Name something that you would have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Now, number one is work. Now, we've still got five other answers. Five answers on the big board here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Work was the number one answer. 27 people said work. But what are the other five answers? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 20 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try job interview.
Job interview. Job interview not on the list.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know. Thank you. This might end up being a tough one. Job interview, not on the list. Take medicine, not on the list. Doctor's appointment, not on the list. What's a reason that you would have to set an alarm to get up? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Go to school.
Go to school. Go to school is the number two answer. You got it.
Good.
Thank you. You don't want to miss going to school. That is for sure. So the number one reason was go to work. That got 27. And the number two answer was go to school. That got 25. We still have 4 answers left here on the big board. 4 answers. 740-383-9944. What is something that you would have to set an alarm to get up for? Name something you would have to set an alarm to get up for. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Work is number one. School is number two. But we don't have 3, 4, 5, or 6. What is something you would have to set an alarm to get up for? 740-383-9944. 22 minutes past the hour on this September 11th, 2020. Why would you have to set that alarm? What don't you want to miss? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Church.
Church. Let's see here. Church is not on the list. Church does not make this particular list today. Name something that you would have to set an alarm for to get up, to go to. Why are you setting those alarms? That's the question. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Meet a friend.
Meet a friend. Let's see here. Meet a friend did not make the list. All right. Meet a friend not on this current list. Name something you would have to set an alarm for. Why would you have to set an alarm? Or I guess you could say, what are you setting an alarm to get up for, to go to? What events don't we want to miss? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The actual wording of the question, name something you have to do. Well, let's take the call first here. Go ahead, caller.
Hunting or fishing?
Hunting or fishing, not on the list. No hunting or fishing today. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to get up. Number one is go to work. Number two, go to school. What are the remaining four answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 24 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Well, we've got work and school. Now, those would have been the ones that I would have guessed off the top of my head, but there could be more. Go ahead, caller.
How about a doctor's appointment.
Doctor's appointment is not on the list. Doctor's appointment does not make the list here today. Name something that you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Work being the number one answer, school being the number two answer, but we still have 4 answers left. Something that you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to get up. And let's see if this caller has a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
To get on an airplane, to take your vacation.
A flight. You know what? Flight is number 5 on the list. You got it, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, our caller picked that one off. Get a flight. So we've got an answer there. Number one, work. Two, school. Five is flight. Go ahead, caller.
How about check the holiday turkey or something like that?
You know what? I about burned my house down a few years ago because I
know
didn't.
You did.
I know. And you know what? I should have set the alarm. It's not on the list, but it's my favorite answer so far this morning.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Boy, that was a story. Here we are, and the holidays are upon us again. Holy mackerel. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Number one, go to work. Two, go to school. Number five is catch a flight. What are the remaining three answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would you have to set your alarm for to get up? That's what we're looking. Three answers left on the list. Remember, one is go to work. Two is go to school. Five is to catch a flight. What are the 3, 4, and 6th answers here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday commemorative day, September 11th, 2020. All right. Something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. What answers are we missing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've had a lot of good answers here. Not going to work. Not going to school. We've got those. Not to catch a flight. We've got that one. What answers are we currently missing? There are three of them that rated on the big board here today. Go ahead, caller.
Go to a ball game?
Go to a ball game. Let's see here. Ball game is not on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ball game does not currently make the list. Name something that would give you a reason to set an alarm to get up. Go to work was number one, with 27 people saying go to work. Go to school was number two, with 25 people saying go to school. The number five answer, the fifth answer, was to catch a flight. 9 people said that. But we still have answer 3, 4, and 6. What is something that you would have to do that you would have to set an alarm to get up for? Go ahead, caller.
How about get up, take kids to daycare? But I don't think so, but I'll give it a shot.
You know what? I will give you this because number six is drop off kids.
Okay.
So there we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
A right answer for sure. Drop off kids is on the list. Drop off kids was number six. 4 people said drop off kids. So now we've got 4 answers down. Only 2 left on the big board. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Now, number one was work, 2 was go to school, 5 is to catch a flight, and 6 was to drop off the kids. Now, what are the 3 and 4 answers? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Maybe this person does. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, go to a special occasion, like a wedding.
You know, wedding, special occasion, those are not on the list today. The special occasions do not make the list. What is something you would have to set an alarm for? See, that's a much easier way to say it than it's worded. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Church.
Church. Church is not on the list.
What?
No, I know. Apparently we can sleep over that. Church does not make the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that you would have to do that you would need to set an alarm for. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Take medication.
Take medication. Medication is not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No medication on the list today. Let's see. What are the answers here? Name something you would have to do that you would have to set an alarm for. Remember, catching up here, one is go to work, two is go to school, five is catch a flight, six is drop off the kids. But we don't have the number three and four answer. What are answers number three and four? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour here. Name something you would have to do that you would have to set an alarm for. So I guess the idea here is that it's an important thing that you would not want to miss. So you got to set an alarm. Let's see what we got coming down the line. Go ahead, caller.
Go to court.
Go to court is not on the list. Good guess, though. Go to court does not make the list, but you certainly would not want to miss a court date if you did have one. Name something you would have to set an alarm for to go to. Something you would have to set an alarm for to go to. Let's see what the caller's got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
The doctor.
The doctor is not on the... Apparently can oversleep that, too.
I know.
Thank you. Doctor does not make the list today. What is something that you gotta set that alarm for? You don't want to miss it. Gotta set the alarm. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you gotta set an alarm for so you don't miss? One, work. Two, go to school. Five, catch a flight. Six is drop off kids. What are the three and four answers today? 740-383-9944. 33 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Vote.
You know, this year particularly, we don't want to miss that. It's not on the list, but it's a good answer. No voting on the list. What is something we would have to set an alarm for to not miss? Something we would have to set an alarm for to go to or not miss. Now, the question is worded exactly. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm. Go ahead, caller.
This is a long shot, but your wedding?
Your wedding. Day? I would hope somebody would hit the snooze button for me on that one. So I could just miss the whole thing. And that's a good... Why didn't you get married? The alarm was not set. I didn't make it.
God,
darn. Not on the list, but a good answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. Wedding did not make the list. What is something you would have to set an alarm for that you would not want to miss? Go to work, go to school, catch a flight, drop off kids. Those answers are already on the big board, but there are two answers that we are not obtaining at this particular point. What are those two answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The thinking caps are out today. Go ahead, caller.
How about the cemetery?
The cemetery. Cemetery is not on the list.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. You know, isn't there a joke about that for people who are always late to everything? You'd be late to your own funeral. I think there's a joke about that. I think that is the joke. You're late. You're so late, you'd be late to your own funeral. I've heard that quite... I'm not late, but I've heard that from other people. Go ahead, caller.
To fix breakfast.
To fix breakfast. Breakfast is not on the list. The fixing of the most important meal of the day, breakfast, does not make the list. What is something you would have to set an alarm for? 35 minutes. Past the hour, 25 minutes left. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. What about cooking a pizza?
cooking a pizza, you know, that's a good one, too. We don't want any burnt crust on our pizza. It didn't make the list, though, unfortunately.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Did not make the list. But you know what? It's a good answer, because it's Friday night, and I have heard that Friday night is pizza night. You know, a matter of fact, I saw a picture of a pizza. I believe it was from Pesto's earlier on. I have got it, or not Pesto's, Sansoda's. I have got to get over there and get one of those pizzas. Boy, do those look good. 36 minutes past the hour. All right, to refresh your mind here, name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Two answers are eluding us. Go ahead, caller.
What about an interview?
An interview. That's a good answer, too, but not on the list. We don't want to miss an interview for a job, that's for sure, but it did not make our current list today. Name something you would have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. That's the big category today. Let's see if this is a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hair appointment?
Hair appointment. Not on the list, unfortunately.
Thanks, Scott.
Hair appointment does not make the list. Although I know a lot of ladies who live and die by those hair appointments. All right, let's see if this is a right answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The dog
is not on the list. The dog does not make the list at this particular juncture. Name something that you would have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm. Work was the number one answer. School, the number two answer. Flight, number five. And six, drop off kids. The number three and four answer continues to elude us on this day here on the Exchange Club. 38 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you got to do to set an alarm for? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
What about wake somebody else up?
Wake somebody else up. I guess we're not a very considerate society because that's not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our consideration does not go that far in this particular society at this point. All right, what's something you would have to set an alarm for to get up? I guess it would be get up, because why else would you be setting an alarm if you were not going to get up? Now, the exact wording again, name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
What about a doctor's appointment?
Doctor's appointment. Not on the list, unfortunately. No doctor's appointment. What is on the list? And again, we want to thank Gavin for coming in this morning. That was a lot of fun. We'll have to get him back in here. And maybe some of the cohorts. 39. Is it 30? Oh, yeah, we're at 39. I don't know if we're going to get this today. Go ahead, caller.
Take a shower.
Take a shower. Take a shower is not on the list. Take a shower, not on this particular list. All right, we're approaching 14 minutes past the hour. Name something that you would have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Ooh, maybe this is the right answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Take your medicine.
Take your medicine. Take your medicine did not make the list. No. No, take your medicine, but a good guess nonetheless. Name something that you would have to set your alarm for to get up. Now, remember, well, let's take the call here, and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said watch your favorite TV show, maybe?
You know, nobody has said that, and not on the list, unfortunately.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, I guess the old DVRs have done away with that for us. Used to be. We used to have appointment television in this country. There's no doubt about that. Name something you would have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. work is number one, school is number two, catch a flight number five, and drop off kids is number six. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
Go to the grocery store.
Go to the grocery store. Not on the list, unfortunately. Grocery store does not make this particular list. Holy mackerel. What are we going to get at here? Go ahead, caller.
Crazy as it sounds, how about check your phone like people do?
Check your phone. You know, I'm sure people do that all the time. Not on the list, though, but I can believe it.
I'm sure they're already awake.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that you would have to set your alarm for, something that you would have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to get up. What are those two things that we cannot get here today? Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if it's been said, but what about get to the bank before it closes?
Get to the bank. I don't think that's been said, but it's not on the list.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. No going to the bank. But people should remember to do that because there are special hours at the bank. Like they always say, you want a job where you can work banker's hours. 740-383-9944. Name something that you would have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour. Only 18 minutes left in the program today. Are we going to get these two answers in the next 18 minutes? I don't know. We've been working on it for about 27 minutes now. We've gotten four answers. Two to go. Under 18 minutes. Are we going to get them? Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Go to work was number one with 27 people. Go to school was number two with 25 people. Catch a flight was number five with 9 people. Drop off the kids was number six with 4 people. And we've still got two other answers on the board. We've got the number three and the number four answer. 14 people said the third answer, and 13 people said the fourth answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Go ahead, caller.
Watch the sunrise.
Watch the sunrise. Not on the list, unfortunately. Watch the sun rise does not make the list. But wouldn't that be nice if we all could get up every day and watch the sunrise together? Sunrise is coming later and later. Go ahead, caller.
Well, most women, they wake up early to put their makeup on.
Put their makeup on. That's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thanks,
guys. We don't want those women to forget to put their makeup on in the morning. 44 minutes past the hour, and two answers still left to go, down to 16 minutes, under 16 minutes, to get these two answers on this Getaway Friday, Friday, September the 11th, 2020. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Number one, work. Number two, school. Number five, flight. Number six, drop off the kids. What are those two answers that are eluding us continuously here? And they're number three and four. They aren't even the last two answers on the big board today. They're right there at three and number four. What are they? 740-383-9944. What are you setting an alarm to get up for? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Mow the grass.
Mow the grass did not make the list. No mowing of the grass on this particular list. What is something you would have to set an alarm for to remember to get up for? Why are you setting that alarm? Two answers left. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Make the coffee.
Make the coffee. Make the coffee not on the list.
Thanks, Scott.
No, make the coffee on the list today. What is something that you would have to set the alarm for to remember to get up for? That's what we want to know. And we are not getting this answer, or answers, I should say, two answers still left on the board. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. 46 minutes past the hour, we're down to 14 minutes. That means we're going to have to get one of these answers every 7 minutes, or else we're not going to get it today. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Walk the dog.
Walk the dog. Did not make the list. No walking the dog today. Name something that you would have to set an alarm for to remember to get up to do. What would that be? Why do you have to set that alarm? What answers or answer are we not going to get here? Go ahead, caller.
Meeting.
A meeting. Meeting is not on the list. No meeting on this particular list. What is something that you have to set an alarm for to get up? 47 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Company coming over.
Company coming over. Not on the list.
All right.
No. No company coming over on the list today. What is something that we would be doing that we would need to set an alarm to get up for? What is that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you would have to set an alarm for to remember to get up. No, a tough one today. And here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
How about go to court?
Go to court. You don't want to be late for that. It did not on the list, but you don't want to be late.
Thank you.
Yep. No going to court on this particular list. Something you would have to set an alarm for to get up to do. What are the two answers that we are not obtaining today? Go ahead, caller.
How about to catch the bus? Well, you're right.
You know what? I'll tell you what, catch bus train is number 4, so I'll give you that one.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, we got one of the answers. Holy mackerel. 740-383-9944, but number 4 on the list was to catch a bus or a train. That was number 4 on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you got to set your alarm to play Santa Claus.
You know, we got to get Santa Claus up and moving on Christmas Eve. It's not on the list, though.
All right,
thank you. No Santa Claus on the list. But we are down to one answer. One answer and 11 minutes. 49 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about if you're cooking food?
You know, before I give you the answer to that, I'm so disappointed that you did not get catch the bus.
Yeah, me too. Tell me about it. I just heard Bob call in. I'm like, really?
How in the world did that happen?
But you would think church. I mean, I go to church, and I still stand by church. I think a lot of people are going to set the alarm for church.
So. It's true. You know, cooking is not
on... You got to admit, not to cut you off, Scott, but you got to admit, there's a lot of answers that are good answers that are just not on the list.
You know, that's true, but when I kept saying good answer to everything, I kept getting emails and messages saying, why do you say everything's a good answer? If it's not on the list, it's not a good answer.
Oh, woo, they're harsh on the
I know there's some harsh folks out there listening to the show. That's for sure. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. No, cooking is not on this particular list, but we are down to one answer. With 10 minutes left to go, 50 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say just to get up?
You know, nobody did, and that's a good enough reason, but not on the list.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. No, just getting up. All right. Number 1 is work. Number 2 is school. Number 4 is to catch the bus or the train. Number 5 is to catch a flight. Number 6 is to drop off the kids. So we've still got one answer. It's the number 3, third answer. What is it? 740-383-9944 and under 10 minutes left to get this final answer here on this Getaway Friday. Go ahead, caller.
To exercise.
To exercise is right. Exercise is on the list. You got it. Thank you. And that kills this particular list. Name something you have to do that would give you a reason to set an alarm to wake up. Number one was work. Number two was go to school. Number three was exercise. Number four, catch the bus or the train. Number five, catch a flight. Number six, drop off the kids. So that kills that particular group. All right. Well, let's see here. We have 9 minutes left. We'll start a new one. We're probably not going to get through it in 9 minutes, but we'll start a new one here, and I guess we'll just finish this up next week if we don't get it. You know what? This is numbers. Let's see here. Oh, okay. I got it now. Okay, here we go. We might get this in 7 minutes. Here we go, or 8 minutes. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. What word would you yell at your dog? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers. 6 answers in 8 minutes. Now, if we get an answer a minute, we'll be okay. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. No guesses on this? With 8 minutes left to go? We're not going to get all 6 answers if we don't have any guesses. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you yell at your dogs. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, to stay.
To stay.
Or whatever.
Stay. You know, oddly enough, stay is not on the list. Stay does not make the list. Name something you would yell at your dog. A word. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. One word. Has to be one word. Go ahead, caller.
Sit.
Sit. Number two on the list. You got it. Right. Thank you. Sit does make the list. 740-383-9944. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. 7 minutes left in the program today. A word that most people yell at their dog. Go ahead, caller.
Sit.
Sit. Number two. You got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sit is on the list. Do we have any other words that people yell at their dogs? A word that people yell at their dogs. We have 5 answers left and about 6 minutes left in the program. Just over 6 minutes. So are we? If we get an answer a minute, we'll get this. Go ahead, caller.
No.
No, number one answer. You got it. No, the number one answer. No and sit. We've got no and we've got sit. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. 4 answers left. Hey, we might do this today. Go ahead, caller.
Lay down.
Lay down. Down is on the list. You got it. Down is on the list. No was number one. Sit was number two. Down was number four. We've got 3 answers left. And 6 minutes. You know what? We might actually pull this off today. Go ahead, caller.
The dog's name.
The name is not on the list, oddly enough.
Oh, wow.
No dog's name on this particular list. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. With just a little over 5 minutes left to go and 3 answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about shake?
Shake. Shake is not on the list. Nope, no shake on the list here today. 740-383-9944, shake not on the list, and we're exactly at 5 minutes now. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. We've got no, we've got sit, and we've got down. We're halfway there. Go ahead, caller.
Heel.
Heel. Heel is not on the list. Heel does not make this particular list. How about that? 740-383-9944. 4.5 minutes left in the program today, and 3 answers left. Now, we were making good time there. I thought we might get it. We still have 3 answers left. A word that you would yell at your dog. One word that you would yell at your dog. Go ahead, caller.
Move.
Move. Move is not on the list. Move does not make the list. Still 3 words left that you would yell at your dog that we do not have on this particular list today. Are we going to get them? Go ahead, caller.
How about speak?
Speak, not on the list. Yeah. Speak does not make this particular list. 740-383-9944. Oh, now we're at 4 minutes. Excuse me. We were just over 4 minutes. So we've got 4 minutes left now, 56 minutes past the hour, 4 minutes and 3 answers. We can still do the minute and answer thing if we get them. Go ahead, caller.
Come.
Come is not on the list.
Stop.
Stop is on the list. Stop on the list. All right. We've got 4 answers now and 2 to go. 2 to go. And just about 3 minutes. No was number 1. Sit was number 2. Stop was number 3. Down was number 4. Still 2 more words. Name a word that you would yell at your dog. Go ahead, caller. Oh, gone. Name a word that you would yell at your dog. 740-383-9944. Do we know what those final 3 minutes? We're exactly at 3 minutes right now. Name a word that you would yell at your dog. Go ahead, caller.
Get outside.
I've heard people yell it. It's not there, but a good one nonetheless. Thank you. Get does not make the list. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. We've got no, sit, stop, and down. Still 2 answers left to go. 2.5 minutes left in the program today. Go ahead, caller.
What about go?
Go, not on the list. Go does not make the list. We're approaching exactly 2 minutes, and we've still got 2 answers left to obtain today. Are we going to make it? What a challenge. Go ahead, caller.
Bad.
Bad? Bad is number 6. You got it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bad did make the list. So we've got no, sit, stop, down, and bad. And there is 1 more answer on the list, and we are now under 2 minutes. 2 minute warning. Name a word that most people yell at their dogs. Go ahead, caller.
Fetch.
You got it. Fetch.
Yeah.
You took us home this weekend. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. You know what? We got it. How about that? With 90 seconds exactly to spare on this Getaway Friday, name a word that most people yell at their dogs. 27 people said no. 23 people said sit. 14 people said stop. 7 people said down. 6 people said fetch. And 5 people said bad. Those are your 6 answers. All right, the participation has been great here, and we got an answer or a question or something coming. Go ahead, caller.
Fetch.
Fetch. Yes, fetch is it. And I hear a dog in the background. This is perfect.
Yes, I'm on my lunch break. I got all my dogs sitting here looking at me like...
You just yelled fetch and fetch? You yelled fetch and didn't throw anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, yelled fetch at those poor dogs and they don't know what's going on. All right, it's been a great day today. Remember, I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. here on this station. You don't want to miss that live tonight. We've got a Best of Charlie Ever show coming up after this program today from 1:15 until 2 p.m. I never got my mail. I have my 20 cents. Who knows what that's all about? Maybe that'll pop up as the week goes on. But again, the words that people most yell at their dogs. No, sit, stop, down, fetch, and bad. And for this Friday, remember all the people who lost their lives and were so brave on 9/11. This is Scott Spears saying, I'm heading for the dugout.
1.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And